is AcademiCast, Texas Tech University's podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Rachel Pierce, and I'll be covering the top academic and research stories on campus. Later in the program, Provost Bob Smith will spotlight integrated scholar Anna Hibero. First, the news. Community Family and Addiction Services, also called CFAS, is the newest department within the College of Human Sciences. The department has been established amid increasing interest in CFAS areas at both the undergraduate and graduate levels. Nicole Morlock, who's associate chair and the CFAS program director, says the reason is that students recognize the importance of matters related to addiction, family, and community.
Overall, there's a greater awareness of issues related to addiction and recovery, and so it's great to have a program that is fulfilling that need in the workforce. Also, I think there's an ongoing awareness of how we need to be supporting marriages and intimate relationships and families. And so with that awareness, again, we need people out there who can service families and provide them with the support to be successful.
Morlock explains that CFAS undergraduate curriculum stands apart from other programs for its emphasis on human behavior as well as organizational management. Also, the Marriage and Family Therapy graduate program is clinically centered, so students have opportunities to work with clients and contribute to research. Above all, Morlock says, the department concentrates on ensuring students' success.
With all of our programs, we have students who just have a passion to help. And so then our programs really give them very practical tools for how they're going to turn that passion into a career. So I think that's what attracts students from the beginning. They know they want to help, and we get to help them translate that passion into something that's meaningful.
To learn more about Community, Family, and Addiction Services, visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu, where we have a link to the department's website. Turning to other news, commitment to community outreach and engagement has earned Texas Tech and Lubbock Independent School District a $24 million grant. The funds come from the U.S. Department of Education's Promise Neighborhoods program. With support from the grant, Texas Tech and schools in East Lubbock are collaborating to improve educational opportunities for students and strengthening community partnerships. With support from the grant, Texas Tech and schools in East Lubbock are collaborating to improve educational opportunities for students and to strengthen community partnerships. Red Raiders painted the state capitol scarlet and black for Texas Tech Day. TTU system administrators, alumni, and students donned their school colors and their school spirit for the event in Austin. They toured the Capitol grounds and discussed the importance of higher education with state lawmakers. Texas Tech Day is a biennial event held during the regular sessions of the state legislature. To learn more about this story and others, visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Integrated scholars dedicate themselves to a course of lifelong learning. Their emphasis on teaching, research, and service helps to promote scholarly engagement. And in doing so, integrated scholars advance Texas Tech's role in educating, serving, and inspiring others to pursue a path of lifelong learning. In this edition of AcademiCast, Provost Bob Smith spotlights integrated scholar Anna Hibero.
Helping her students understand human nature through the examination of creative expression is the core of philosophy, Professor Anna Hibero, Integrated Scholarship. Hibero explores the philosophy of art, concentrating on the aesthetic aspects and cultural significance of poetry.
I think that understanding the arts is basically understanding ourselves and coming to understand all kinds of things about ourselves, both on a sort of cognitive level of how we engage with these artworks and a cultural level. And of course, as philosophers, we ask some sort of strange questions that most people don't ask. But all of it is, I think, with the primary ultimate goal of understanding us as human beings, basically.
Hibero teaches in Lubbock during the fall and spring semesters. For the past two summers, she has extended her teaching base to the TTU Center in Sevilla, Spain, where she offers an introductory philosophy course for those studying abroad through the College of Engineering. Outside of teaching, Ibero has been writing a book that sifts through global poetic traditions from their origins through modern times in order to develop a comprehensive view of the art form.
I think of poetry as something that can really be a window into all kinds of things about us, about cognitive capacities, about the origins of language, and about our experience of linguistic strings, basically, words put together, sounds that have meanings, and why we should enjoy sounds that have meanings that are put together in certain ways.
As part of her service to the university, Ibero is collaborating with colleagues to update the core curriculum requirements in the component area of language, philosophy, and culture. Interestingly, Ibero notes that her own curricular requirements as a undergraduate served to introduce her to the field of philosophy. As she sat in her beginning philosophy class and heard the words of René Descartes, who is known for imparting, "I think, therefore I am," Ibero says she never looked back, and she adds that the most fulfilling aspect of her work as an academician has been in connecting philosophy with her first love, that of poetry.
Honestly, I never thought that I would be able to combine my two loves until the very end when I started thinking about my dissertation topic, and eventually I started writing about poetry. But I feel extremely fortunate that happened, because I was actually in philosophy of language in the beginning, and I never thought that I would be able to eventually find my way back to what was my first love, which was poetry.
As advice to junior faculty who are working towards integrated scholarship, Ibero says that she will always be grateful to her department for connecting her with Professor Howard Kurzer, who has been her mentor. Ibero believes that advice from an experienced faculty member is always worth reflecting upon.
I had a wonderful mentor, Professor Howard Kurzer, who was immensely kind and generous with his time, and I could always stop by his office to ask questions about anything, teaching, service, research. I wouldn't say that I always took his advice, but I certainly always took it into consideration. And so it's really important, because that's someone who already has experience in all these three areas and who can guide you in the choices that you make.
The great English Romantic poet William Wordsworth proclaimed that the object of poetry, and I quote, is truth, not individual and local, but general and operative, not standing upon external testimony, but carried alive into the heart by passion, end quote. Ana Ibero has brilliantly connected her passion for poetry and philosophy and has effectively channeled her efforts towards teaching, research, and service. In the past year, her tirelessness has earned her a promotion to associate professor and a place among the ranks of integrated scholars. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. That concludes this edition of Academicast. If you would like to learn more about the stories featured here, please visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Join us again as we spotlight the top academic and research news from Texas Tech University, as well as spotlight integrated scholar Trent Seltzer.